טוב, בוקר טוב, יום שלישי שבת קודש, פרשת ואת חנן. Today is Zayin Be'av, so we are getting inching closer towards תשעה באב, השם ירחם ויציל. איזה כאב. מנן זכרונו לברכה, during the תקופה of תשעה באב, he would walk around broken. ממש ככה, walk around broken. Walk around ממש כמי שמתו מוטל לפניו. Walk around like an אבד. אבד וחפוי ראש ממש. That's the way a person has to feel. Yeah, טוב. So we ended off yesterday. We saw the Manashdam. Let's see Maran and the Nosei Kenim today. And there's a bunch of חידושים from the Kafachayim, from the Anichot Olam that I want to share with you today. And today we're also going to try to save many a Jewish household. You don't know, this is probably one of the top 10 questions in terms of Kashrut HaBayit, when people come home from yeshiva. And the parents are, you know, it happens a lot. You're talking to me about people who are not religious, they come home, even when the parents are not religious. Baruch Hashem, Yamin Eschutam Shel Yisrael, even the non-religious people, among the Sfaradim especially, you know, at least at home, the Shomer Kashrut, you know, even at least their basic understanding of Kashrut, they don't bring trefon, whatever. But sometimes these places don't, these people don't have the foggiest idea about anything Bishul Akum related. They think he fell off the moon. So even if you talk to them, whatever, now the shaila is, what do you do about the kelim? So we're going to have to see Maran, Nosei Kelim, other shitot, to see if there's any way to save the matzav, because it's very easy to say. Many times I've seen this also, when you tell parents, okay, you know, you have kosher, whatever, everything here is bishul akum, I got to burn down your kitchen. You know, I have to be magi'il akol. And then they get nervous, they get turned off, and they say, no, and then, you know, nitpada chavila, I don't want anything. So is there a way, halachically, are there any halachic loopholes to kind of go between the drops over here and save the matzah without haga'alat tkinim? B'ezrat Hashem, we'll see that there are solutions at pi halacha. Stikra Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, right. Timon. Mi v'mi. Say the Rashba and the Ra'a versus... And the who?
Ro,
yeah. So... so we have, by the Sfaradim in Chavedat, I made it up and then it caught on, because there's a Rama with a He,
yeah,
and there's a Rama with an Aleph. One was Rishon Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi Abul Afia, who is Ben Doro Shel Rambam, and then there was the Rama Acharon with an Aleph. So how do you by the Ashkenazim, the Rama is Ramo and the Rama is Rama, right? So that's a, but by Sfaradim I Yagidu Rama Rama. So I used to say that, because the Ramah with the He, I used to say Ramah with the Mapi. So then, and it caught on, it became a thing. So, Tikrim HaOmer, yeah, says the Ramah. I'm sorry, it continues Maran. Which he paskins like, yeah. So he's being a little bit, he's being notekav from the Rashba a little bit. He's holding, this was his own kula that he's stuck in over here, even though the Rashba himself, what does he say to do to Kli Cheres of Bishul Akum? Break it. Kol makom, da'at maran la'akil badava. Says the Rama. Yes. Other instances of halacha. After Yishun Yud Bet Chodesh, there are different places in halacha where it works. Yeah.
Vayter.
Huh? Yes. Aga.
Aga, Ovek B'chavim, Shebishay L'cholem Shabbat, Kutar L'matzei Shabbat, Afil L'bari.
Okay, so this Rama is paskening like the Ra'a by Bishul Akum Shabbat. What's interesting is that the Rama only mentioned the Ra'a with regards to Shabbat. He didn't speak about Kelim at all, which would seem that with regards to Kelim, what does he hold? Like the Rashba, like Maran. And over here he adds in this thing. Now the Taz didn't make the Chiluk that I just said, because even though, remember, the Ra'a in the same piece discusses Bishul Akum Shabbat, and right afterwards, what does he say? Bishul Kelim Shel Bishul Akum, and he gives the same svar that what? En beze, there's no keruvadat. Beseder. But the Ramah only brings down the Ra'a with regards to Shabbat and not with regards to Kelim. Why does he do that? Zof the Taz, Yama Omer.
Okay, לדומה לבלה לחולה שיש בו סכנה ומותרת לו בשבת, ואם הבריא אסור בכל התיקון הרבנן, כי אין דבר את התיקון.
So that's the Rashba. Now says the Taz Omer.
ודבריו נכונים, ויש עוד ראייה מסימן הקופיות בן ספר במקום שאין פלטר מצוי, התירו לו אף שבת לבתים. וזה ודאי לאחר שיבוא במקום שיהיה פלטר מצוי, חזר הבת של בעל הבית ליצורו דהמת.
So one second. So he's saying a raya from Siman Kuf Yud Beit, very interesting halacha. We didn't learn this be'ayun yet. Aval mikol makom, with regards to bread, meikar adin pat palter is mutar. Pat palter is not considered pat akum. If you have bread from a non-Jewish baker that's being sold on a commercial level, it's mutar. That's why you have, you know, all sorts of products. You have all these, you know, Anderson's bread, and that's what it's called, right? The Wonder Bread, all these guys that are kasher, maybe not not the most mudar, but it's a kasher, according to the letter of the law. Yeah, and there's plenty of these, you know, baked goods that have hashgachot on them that are made by goyish companies, because according to the letter of the law, it is mutar. Now, when's the only time pat akum is asur min adin? Everybody agrees is when it's pat ba'al abayit, which means a goy, a private goy, bakes you any bread or baked product on an individual level, he says, oh, this is for you. Over there, that's vaday asur, because over there, that's no longer commercial. That's coming from the goodness of his heart, and that's going to be asur. Now, what happens, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you're in a place that you're traveling, whatever it is, you're in a place with that, there's not even a goyish baker. And the only bread that you can have is what? Is from a private goy who makes it for you. So over there, even though min hadin it's asur, but we don't tell the guy, okay, don't eat bread, because bread is the main staple of a person's nutrition. So we say, okay, for the time being, since you don't have any other alternatives, you can have the pacha ba'al abayit. However, how long does that hetir extend for? That's only until you come back to a place with a pat Israel, or at least pat panter, the bread of a non-Jewish baker. So what do you see from there? You see that once the onis kaviyachol passes, what's the halacha? The isur kicks back in. So he says that's another raya that the Rashba is correct with regards to the bishul akum Shabbat. Now he continues and says ve'ilu. So what's a little puzzling, so obviously you see from the Taz that he's arguing on the Ra'ah, he's arguing on the Ramah that Paskins like him, but what's a little puzzling is that who else does he throw into this Shita? He throws in the Bet Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and that's a little weird, because first of all, the Shulchan Aruch made no mention at all of this thing with regards to Shabbat, and B, when you look at the Bet Yosef, what does he say? He brings down the Rashba as Paskin Lechumra for both. So what would make the Taz think that the Bet Yosef is on the same side of the Ramah? A. B, there's a few other questions on this. I didn't have it on my Bar Ilan, so I didn't print it over here. But if you have a Shulchan Aruch, on this Taz, there's an Ekudot HaKesef. Who's that?
Shaf.
The Shaf's Hagaot, or Hasagot. On the Taz, it's called Ekudot HaKesef. Play on words, for what? Torei Zahav Na'aselach, Ayim Ekudot HaKesef. So that's there. Yeah, ma'o kotev shama? Yeah, Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
Tikra ma'o mirai. Yeah?
Yes,
Shulchan Aruch. He says, oh, the raya that the Taz wanted to bring to support the Rashba against the Ra'ah, that, oh, you see from Pat Ba'al Batim that it's mutar gimkom she'en Pat Palter, says, what kind of raya is that? Over here, we're talking about what? We're talking about that there's no Kiruv Adat according to the Ra'ah. Why? Because nobody can cook anyway. Over there, he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart. He needs it. So therefore, says the Shaf, the raya that you brought from Pat Ba'al Batim is a bad raya. Number one. Number two. Teda. No.
It
says, who told you that if they would have said, if they would have seen Mishmeret Abayit, they would have been Chozer Bahim? Who says that? It's a fake that Rabbanan Na'akel. Maybe they wouldn't have. Who told you that? Number three, Ve'od.
Ve'od.
So that I didn't really understand, because if you look in the Ran, if you look in the Tshuvat Ran, he holds not like the Ran, he holds like the Rashba. So I didn't understand why he said that. Aval naniach et advarim kmo shehem. Yeah, kushiya lo mitim. Yeah, says the Shaf Biter. Yeah, right. See the next Shaf on the first part of the Kelim. Yeah. Torat Chatat.
Yep.
The Ramah Sefer. He has a Sefer dedicated to Yisur Beiter. It's called Torat Chatat. Okay, Biter. So this seems to be a direct quote from whom? From the Rashba himself in Torat Abai. The Rama brings in Torat Chatat. What is puzzling about this psak? Now remember, just because the Rama is mekel with regards to Bishul Akum Shabbat, we don't find that he's mekel with regards to Kelim. So that's not the problem. What is the problem? He says you have to be careful about shvachot that cook in your house. Didn't he tell me in Seif Aleph that what? That b'di'avad would be mutar. Why? Let's see what he says.
V'en ne'achshot.
Says a nice chinuch, which is very much mistabir, says the Shach, that the Rama also, there, you know, he brought the, it's like a kol v'shavaro b'tzido. What? And he said it in the Rama itself, in the Hagadah Shulchan Aruch. He says, you know why in Bet Israel I'm more inclined to be mekel? It's not Seif Aleph, it's in Seif Zayin. In Seif Zayin he says, you know why I'm more notel la'akel by shvachot be Bet Israel? You know why? A, because it's betziruf Bet Israel. He's being somech on the Rava. The number two, e'efshar that what? Somebody's going to stoke. That makes sense when she's cooking for you. When she's cooking for you, so it makes sense that people passing by are going to get involved, you know, to some extent. Masha'en Kain, if she's cooking for herself, why should people in the house get involved with her own cooking? So over there, it makes perfect sense. Why we don't extend that heter, and the Rama be'emet is oser when she's cooking for herself, be'vet Yisrael. So he says like this.
It's all going back on the Rama saying, talking about cooking for the Jewish sick and Shabbat, and it's allowed for the healthy Jewish after Shabbat.
No, it's going back on Kelim.
Meaning the Kelim is only mutar to non-Jewish, that it's for the Jew.
Nechon. If the Goy is doing it for himself, the Beta Israel, the Ramah doesn't want to extend that same hitter. That's what the Shach is saying. What are you saying, Mike?
But I don't understand the Shach. I got the first part.
Escrow.
Right, what does the Shach say?
Seems the Ramah would be austere if the Goy is doing it for itself, even though he holds that if someone's going to come in Mechateh, that wouldn't work if she's doing it for herself, because no one's going to come in.
If somebody was Mechateh, what would the Ramah hold? It would work. But
who?
Huh?
Even the Tafshil.
Even the Tafshil would be Mutar. But the point is, at the end of the day, people don't usually do that. That's what the Shach is saying. And that's why, even according to this same Ramah that's Matir elsewhere, when they cook for us, when she cooks for herself, it's going to be Nish'ar B'Yisura. Okay? Now, let's see there's some very fascinating kafachaims over here, which are going to springboard us to the Halichot Olam. Yeah? Okay, you have one of these guys today. I guess, you call once, you don't pick up, say there. What do you do? Call again, you know. Don't fail. Yeah, don't stop.
They need to know the bracha on food. They're one of those urgent
bracha. The Gemara says, "Tzurki amecha merubin him." I'm saying, Hashem said, people want answers to their shaylos. In Manasseh, I learned from my rebbeim never ever to be mezalzel in a shaylo ever. Why? Because if you're mezalzel in a person's shaylo, no matter how you know. No matter how stupid the shayla can be. Sometimes that's a different story, but sometimes it can be really stupid shayla. And manasa. Yeah? Aval, you're never, ever, ever allowed to be mezalzel on a person's shayla to his face. And even in your heart, don't be mezalzel. What would the Tomei Dovra say? Give him the benefit of the doubt. He's asking from a good place, because if you're mezalzel in a person's shayla, he's never going to ask again. And then you have blood on your hands, because there could be a legitimate shayla that comes up, And because he was ashamed or whatever, he got insulted last night, he's not going to ask it. So no matter what it is, I'll tell you a story. One time, there was a... Rav Moshe passed away about... he passed away before I was born. So, 30-some-odd years ago. So, during the Erev Shabbat, the Friday of Yeshiva, somebody kept on calling the house, calling, you know, like one of these phone calls, like nonstop. And they didn't have caller ID, so they saw, they thought maybe it was an emergency, whatever. So, somebody in the house picked up the phone, and it was a woman on the phone. She said, "How can I help you?" She said, "I need to speak to Rabbi Feinstein, please." So, I guess she didn't hear that he passed away. So, they're like, "Listen, I can't, you know, he's not available." Whatever, he didn't want to say. Says, "Rabbi Feinstein's not available. Can I help you with something?" "No, I need to speak specifically to Rabbi Feinstein." Back and forth, he kept on pushing. "Rabbi Feinstein's not available." She said, "Finally, okay." He says, I can help you." Yeah? So she said, "I just wanted to know what time candle lighting is today." Famous story. So the guy lost it on her, whoever picked up in the house. He's like, "Listen, lady." He's like, "First of all, you know, Rabbi Feinstein passed away. And we're in the middle of Shiva. Why in the world are you calling Rabbi Feinstein to ask what time candle is? Just get a calendar. Get a calendar." So she said, the way I heard it, she's like, "Listen here, young man." It was like an older lady. Older Ashkenazi, yeah. So she said, "Listen here, Bajic. Yeah, listen here, young man." Says, "You don't tell me. Don't talk to me like that. Rabbi Feinstein, I would call him..." She said, "I would call Rabbi Feinstein every Erev Shabbat to wish him a Shabbat Shalom for like 30, 40 years. And every Erev Shabbat, he would say, 'Oh, Giveret, Shabbat Shalom, don't forget, candle lighting is this and this and this time.' If Rabbi Feinstein never told me to get a calendar, you don't do it either." See that? Zeh gadol. Zeh gadol atzim. See? You have to be mekarev. You don't think the first time he spoke to her, you don't think there's better things to do than tell a random lady, you know, what time candle lighting is? He says, "No, there are many times, many times, you have to deal with a lot of different kinds of people." Maran Zichron Berachah also was very patient, and yeah, you're going to see in Halakha Yomit next week, there's Halakha Yomit that there was some elderly woman, Almana, was very lonely. She was acquainted with Maran Zichron Berachah. And one time she bought a new apartment or something like that, and she invited him over she wanted to show her apartment to Maran Zichron Berachah, to show him. It's with regards to Netilat Yadayim, whether you have to do Netilat Yadayim for entering a bathroom. That's next week's one of Halakha Yomit. And Chacham Yaakov Sasson was there, and they were walking around. She's like, "Oh, and here's the living room and the dining room." So, make her feel good. And then she took him to the bathroom, and she's like, "Come." He didn't want to go in because he didn't want to have to do Netilat Yadayim. That was the point of the story. Is he, you know, interior design? What are you showing him the apartment? Is that chapat lo? Elama, you have to show berachamav al kol ma'asa. You have to have rachmanut on everybody. Yeah, you know what? There's going to be stupid childless. Mala asot. Yeah, can you stop it? You don't think? And you think every time we ask a shayla, it's the most intelligent shayla in the tool shed? Papito. Yeah, it happens to everybody. Az lama lezanzim? You're not mezanzim be'af echad. Not anybody, right? Al tihi baz lechol adam v'al tihi mafnig lechol davar. She'en lecha adam she'en lo sha'a. Ve'en lecha davar she'en lo makom. It's Mishnah Pirkei Avot. You have to be very careful. Be careful with people's feelings. You don't know. The Jewish soul is a very, very... The neshama is very, very... delicate. You know why? Because it comes from a very delicate place. It comes from mamash mitachat kisei hakavod. The neshama have to be so careful with. With one wrong word, you could turn off a guy forever. A person has to be very careful. You have all these, you know, I say it all the time, you have these speakers, you can turn off a guy forever. Ma'asita. Right? That was the story with Chacham David. Yeah? You don't want to turn off a guy. You tell him, you know, even if he's being stupid. Say, manasot. Stupid is a machala. Manasi. Yeah? Let's see the matam. Wear a mask. Huh? Okay. I said at the beginning, it started with COVID-19 and then it evolved into stupid 20. Yeah, so that's, yeah. Bye. ها كف خيم بوني لك كف خيم صعيب كتان صدي يا ليتس ريلي سنس سيخي مخشر سيز جيتينج تو بيج مخلوقت هير اوفر هير بيشول اكوم از بوداي اتس ان يسول درابانان اند اتس ايفن ا لوور ويف سين سيفرال تايمز ذا بيشول اكوم از ا لوور جريد يسول درابانان واي بيكوز ات دزنت هاف يكان مين التورا اوكي سو ناو وانس ذاتس ذا كيس واتس ذا الاخا وين يو هاف ا كيدي ذات واز بوناي يسول درابانان وات دو يو دو ويذ ات So there's machlok da poskim. Do I actually have to kasher it? What happens if I just leave it? Me'ek le'et. Tira ma'o men. Which means, when you have a keli, even though it's bolea yisur deoraita, after 24 hours, what happens to the keli? Mi deoraita, mutar. Doesn't get kasher. Why? Because noten ta'am nifgam. Is mutar. And yet, the Chachamim said, you have to kasher and keli. Lama? Why do you have to kasher keli? Even in Oben Yomo, it's a Shulchan Aruch. And you read the Asiman Sadigiman. You have to kasher a keli that's not Ben Yomo. Atu, Ben Yomo. You might come to get confused. But over here, it's Keilu to Derabanan. Why? Bishul Akum to begin with is an Isur Derabanan. Especially since it has no Ikar Deoraita. And after 24 hours, that's Derabanan number two. Maybe. Should be considered two derabanans. Afshar la'akel says the kisei Eliyahu. No, who is the kisei Eliyahu?
No.
The Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu Yisrael. The Av Bedin Mitzrayim. It's two generations after Malach. Huh? Rabbi Eliyahu Yisrael. Gaon Mitzrayim. Yeah, Baiter.
That's just by kasher. But if you cook in that, it'd be kasher.
Even if, well, let's. If it was eno ben yomo. Even if in Yisur Deoraita, when you cooked in it, it's still kasher anyway, because it's not in Tam Yudgam. You have right there. However, not everybody agrees. Ve'agam.
Ve'agam, de'harab, eret ha'shufa, not the bed, tatav, de'roba, chronim, tzvierdu, de'kli, she'eno ben yomo, ve'isur de'rabanan, mutar le'tachila.
Oh! Erech ha'shulchan, and many, Erech ha'shulchan is another one of our big poskim. Erech ha'shulchan, not Aruch ha'shulchan, Erech ha'shulchan is a goner be Yitzchak Haytai from Tunis. Yeah? So that was, he's one of the great poskes asfaradim. So he and most of the acharonim say no. By nisur derabanan, once it's after me'et le'et, after 24 hours, even the chatchila mutar. Nevertheless, yeah. Mizu sifte da'at. Prima gadim. It's prima gadim on the shach. Yeah, go ahead. So the Kaf HaChaim is a little bit more machmir, like the machmirim over here. If a person wants to be somech le'akel, you have a lot of acharonim to rely on. Aval, mikol makom, it's better to kasher. Nevertheless, miu. Which means if you have certain kelim that you're afraid that they're going to break as a result of the agala, so over there you can be somech on the da'at and the kelim. So according to the kelim, this whole halachah and Shulchan Aruch and all these rishonim, the Rashba and the Ran and Maran and whatever, what are they talking about according to those other acharonim? Only ben yomo. Ze meod me'anyen. And even lechatchila, can you leave it to? After made the head, according to them, it's mutar. So now let's see. What was the next thing I said to see? Tzadiva. Yeah. Let's see Tzadiva, and then we have to see Tzaditet.
That's another. So the Kaf HaChaim was machmir like Kisei
Eliyahu. Yeah. Kisei Eliyahu and the Prim Gadim. Yeah. Okay. Let's see Tzadiva. Chavod. Sure.
Elohim Divrei Haran, B'Shem Hara'ah, Ehebi'am Beit Yosef, Aval, Mishmeret Abayit, Ha'rashma, Katav, Alze, Bechalil Lefad, Shelo, Hutar, Afil, Lefole, Atzmo, Elad, Et, Azor, Bevad, Ha'im, Shabbat, Amatze, Shabbat, Chuzer, Lesuro, Bechol, Shkei, Nevarim. Yes, it has.
Now we're going to have a whole pile of Achronim, you know, a pile on of Achronim against the Ramah. Mize, Taz, Nes, Tegdola, Da'at, Shulchan Aruch, okay? Oh, so, שכן דעת השולחן ערוך שישמית בסימן זה סברת הרעה. You see the Knesset הגדולה understanding the שולחן ערוך כל בתר איתך, exactly the opposite of the Taz. How did the Taz understand the שולחן ערוך? The fact that he brought it. So first of all, we know the fact that the Bet Yosef brings down a posik doesn't necessarily mean that he holds him in Lalacha. Why? Because he brings everybody. So that's not, and the Knesset הגדולה says exactly the opposite. If you see in שולחן ערוך that he's omitting something that he said in Bet Yosef, that means he doesn't hold of it. Right, sir?
Pri Chadash. Pri Chadash, the Ashaf, the Sifro, and the Kasef, the command of Siman, the Gimel, the Tower, the Ted, and the Kakol, the Torah Fatak, the Ted, the Tanir, the Ted of Milda, the Shulchan, the Fatadam, and the Ted of Borachayim.
Yanin, nobody holds up this Ra'ah. Everybody holds against the Ramah and the Ra'ah. Ain posek echad kim'at that holds like it. Yeah, b'chin katabnu or chayim. Okay, fine. So that's the maskana over there. Now, is the Ra'ah and the Ramah chazin itzterufin to another safek to make a safek sveka? You better believe it. We're going to see soon what that is. But let's see one more tzaditit. Yeah, let's see tzaditit over here. And then we'll try to start making, you know, try to save some Jewish households. By the way, mitzvah, if there's, you know, poskim, real poskim who care about Am Yisrael, they try to find heterim, you know, when there's no heter, there's no heter. But if there's a heter ladavar, you have to sit down. That was Maran Zichron V'chad's life's mission, was to do what? Was not to be mekel, not to be matir everything, but when there was a tzad heter, to dig it up and to see if it's valid and legitimate according to the words of the poskim, and then to implement it. Many of the things that Maran Zichron V'chad was mekel throughout his life, mekel on, he was machmir on atzmo. Many, many different things. He was matir de eruv, he didn't carry an eruv. He was matir ma'alit shel Shabbat, a Shabbat elevator, he had one in his house, he didn't use it. Even until his last day, he never took a Shabbat elevator on Shabbat with his back pain and his leg pains and whatever, he never used it. He was matir opening up the refrigerator door on Shabbat, even when the motor was off, and yet he was machmir on atzmo. Many of the things that he was mekel on, he was machmir on atzmo. And that was his mantra, that what? Machmir tavala bracha, you're going to be machmir to yourself, fine. But in terms of hura'ah, you have to know how to paskin, kefi, klalei poskim.
Yeah. Generator?
Huh? He did not use a generator.
He used the regular
chashman.
What was the reason?
Because he didn't. They wanted to give him a. Huh? He didn't want to make a financial burden on people.
Generator for what?
To get generators.
Shabbat.
Shabbat generators. It's a big machlok that poskim whether you can use electricity from the Israeli electric company on Shabbat because. It's a product of Chilul Shabbat electricity, and yet Maran Zichron V'chad holds Nehatir in several places. Rabbi Omer and Chazon Obadiah Chenigvav, they offered him several times to buy him a generator, and he refused. He says, "I don't want it because people are going to learn, and it's a big expense, and he didn't want to do it." No, not necessarily. Many of the Nehatirim are Hamekid Yeshon Arman Yismoch VeMachmir Tavala Bracha. Just because it's a Hamachmir Tavala Bracha doesn't. B'diavad is not really a good word, because b'diavad means post facto. It means once it's already done. You mean, is it the best thing? Maybe it's not the best thing, but it's mutar, afilu lecha techila, if you want to be samech, yeah? You understand why I'm saying b'diavad is not such a good application of the word?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. No, if the halakha should be like that, he would have taken the generator. But one second, if it's Asur, like the Chazon Ish and the other poskim, what is a matter of financial burden?
Right.
Keeping kosher is also a financial burden, yeah? Aval, halakha ze halakha. Because he was a person who was machmir on himself in other areas as well. So he didn't care to be machmir on himself, but when it was a chumrah that would cause other people undue financial burden, he didn't want to do it. Just like Rav Eliashiv with the black on black ritzuot. They asked him many times to change, and he didn't want to do it because people might start, you know, ritzuot can also be... It's obviously not as expensive. Also with Tchilit, there was the same. That's rumored. Huh? Rumored that Rav Eliashiv didn't want to wear the Tchilit because it was a, you know, he didn't want to financially burden people. Some of his Talmidim Mufakim, I've heard Edwiot from some of his Talmidim Mufakim, of Rav Eliashiv, that he was a proponent and of the Murex Exiplex Tranquilis, of that Tchilit, and the only reason he didn't wear it is because he was Magida Tzibur and he didn't want to burden people.
Would that be a real reason not to do it? He actually thought it was in the right.
If you're a Gadol, yes. Especially when you hold the halacha, we hold that in a Tchilit me'akev t'alavan, v'in a'lavan me'akev t'Tchilit. Okay, there are shitot that are machmir, but anyway, but that's what... Huh? Yeah, there is machmir. The Raza, Rabbeinu Zofel Adil. Yeah.
There was a
Chassidish
Rabbi that was machmir. Who was it? He wouldn't wear tzitzit on Shabbat because
according to that, yeah. Briskers.
Briskers
don't work tzitzit.
They don't work tzitzit on Shabbat?
Outside.
Because they're
not they're
they have two. They hang up, first of all, briskers. My herb is a brisker. So.
Really?
Anyway,
wow.
The kitzur. Yeah.
Let me
it's like it's funny because like we're he's my Rebbe, but like in Torah we're like on different like spheres. Anyway, he looks at me sometimes. It's funny because he tells me something. He's like, you're too mekel. As a Rebbe, I'm not mekel. But sometimes when there's big halachic challenges that come up and he needs you know, he wants to run something by me, so he calls the mekel. So he
calls the mekel.
Yeah, because you know he can't be mekel. So about kol makom, so briskers, they also wear very very long tzitzit based on Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in Shavuot Chutem Shulash, they wear very very long tzitzit because Rav Chaim Volozhiner says you should wear tzitzit that cover at least to the knee. So they wear briskers wear tzitzit that cover. So it's mamash, it's came out like a dress. Did the tzitzit come?
Oh, the beged.
The beged. The beged.
I thought the strings.
No, the beged. Mother, my strings get to the knee. No, they wear tzitzit until the knee.
Well,
the beged.
Drag on the floor.
They tuck it in the socks. Anyway, but it's no. So anyway, so they do that, and on Shabbat they wear it on top of their begadim, and there's a hook. My brisker's houses, they have a hook right next to the door. Before they leave the house, they take off the beged shel the talit katan.
On Shabbat they wear it above the talit.
So that they can take it off. And then they leave it by the door, and then when they come back in, they put it back on. There's a few things. Number one, because since we don't have tchelet, there's a shita that says that tchelet is me'akevet alavan. So if the halacha is that if you're wearing a talit, shena metzuyetet kilchata, so what is it? Even if it's metzuyetet, but not metzuyetet kilchata, it's a masoy, and you're chayav. That's number one.
Why
and
the whole week also, they're wearing a beged without tzitzit, or part of beged without tzitzit.
Said it. Okay.
Said.
Machmir on Shabbat. Machmir on Shabbat. Yeah. So that was the whole thing. We spoke when we had the Shiur on Tchelet on Parashat Shelach. We spoke about the Brisker Rav also. The Brisker Rav's Shita, the Beis Halevi, and the Brisker Rav's Shita on Tchelet. And they held that it has to do with the Mesorah. And since we don't have a Mesorah, it's like a Mesorah Negdith. It's a very interesting Brisker Torah on that thing. Aval, you have that Shiur, right? We put it on.
Yeah.
Very interesting Shita, the Briskers. Aval, Mikol Makom, that's their Shita. And also because they're afraid that it's going to be Nifsak. That as they're walking, it's going to get Pasul on Shabbat. And it might come. So that's why.
Wow,
so that's why.
That's why.
Real briskers don't wear talit katan birshut rabim on Shabbat.
That's a great. That's and everything we should have been for them because of the Rambam.
Yeah, well, I mean, Rambam, Rova Foskin, Pashtu Da'at Manan, it's a stira a little bit between Siman Shin Gim and Shin Mem Hei. Berkei Yosef says Da'at Manan really is Ketet Zayin Amayin, not Samach Ribo. So, yesh bezeh machlok ta Foskin. Avam mikol makom, let's see the kafachai. Yeah? Huh? So, you know, not everybody's cut out to be a brisker. It's a you know, it's a different lifestyle. It's a like we said. Okay. Now make no mistake, this is not contradicting what we saw before in Tzadiva, because Tzadiva was talking about some kelim of Bishul Akum. Over here we're talking about kelim that are a product of Bishul Akum Shabbat. Over here at the Machloket, it seems like the Chaya Adam is a little bit soter et atzmo. You know, Chochmat Adam is the Chaya Adam on Yoreh De'ah, and the Chaya Adam is on Aruch Chaim. It was written by Gaon Rabbeinu Avraham Dantzig, who was the Moreh Tzedek in Vilna at the same time as the Gaon. He was also his Mechutin. He was Mechutin with his son. Avon Mikol Makom Tamshit, yeah. Oh, which means you should be machmir. But what's your chumrah? Which means, really, if you want to use it, toch me'et le'et. This is machlok taposkin, you have on whom to rely. Better to be machmir, but what is the extent of your chumrah? You can either be magi'il, or wait, or do what? Or wait until me'et le'et. That's also sort of a chumrah. Okay, keep going. V'im em klecheres.
Klecheres, and we need the chayis alai, who shema, pak'ev, and me'hagala, elapa, and kvar, katab, lo'el, otzadi, but say yesh.
יפה. So, מרן זכרונו לברכה brings this down in הלכות עולם חלק זין, and he says something very interesting. With regards to, he says, let's say you have a hospital. Now, in a hospital, there are many times that there's חולים over there, שיש בהם סכנה, שאין בהם סכנה, and they cook things on Shabbat. The question is, what's the status of these כלים after Shabbat? So it seems that, according to the Birkei Yosef, in the Kaf HaChaim, he says, you should be מחמיר ומגעיל. He says, מרן זכרונו לברכה, but no, באמת, over here, אין צורך. Why? להלכה, מי יהיה בספק ספקה? A wonderful ספק ספקה. Why? Number one, first of all, to begin with, is it bishul akum, if you have bishul akum on Shabbat, when it's being cooked for a chole, there's a bunch of poskim that hold not. You have the ra'ah, you have the ramah le'alakha, you have other poskim who say that, you have, you know, possibly other poskim who say that, A. B, if it's a hospital, or in the house of a Jew, whatever it is, that would qualify as Bet Yisrael. Bet Yisrael, Rabbeinu Abraham, Ba'al HaTosfot, who's matir over there, you have a safek sfeka, and he says, Bevadai, Bevadai, you can rely on the safek sfeka, especially if you're waiting 24 hours after, that's an added safek. He says, "En mezashum, you don't have to make any, you don't have to do a haga'ala, the safek sfeka is chai b'kayam, even though it seems both of these sfekot are neged da'at maran, but we spoke about, can you do safek sfeka neged da'at maran? If sha. Yeah? Yeah, what do you say? No, so he's talking about cooking on Shabbat. Now, based on that, I saw various posts. Now, even though in Halichot Olam he doesn't say it, but you got to think outside the box a little bit. Now, let's come to random hand. Okay? You come, this is a classic.
What was the answer to Ryan's question?
I'm talking about it now.
So, Robatnya just caught.
He addressed Bishul Akum B'Shabbat Letzorech Chole in like a Jewish hospital over there. He's talking about Ebisir. In the hospitals in Israel, they're all Jewish owned and operated. Yeah, although you have Arab doctors and nurses and whatever. But at the end of the day, it's Jewish owned. It's considered Bet Yisrael. You have a safek sfeka yafe, b'sir. Now, based on that halichot olam, you can go a step further and say as follows. A guy grew up in a traditional house where the parents had no clue about bishul akum. Happens plenty. Even among chozrim b'tshuva. You know, one of the last things you learn, I would say, about kashrut is, you know, a lot of people don't know about bishul akum. A lot of people don't know about basar shenit aleh min ha'ayin, things like housekeepers, things like that. It's not because they don't want to. It's because pashut they haven't been exposed to these halachot. Besed, huh? Yashan is here. Huh? Some people choose not to know. Anyway, b'kitzur, you have this guy. He comes home from yeshiva. He says, "Mom, Dad, there's this thing." And let's say they're very supportive. You know, oh, we wanna. Okay, fine. So we'll be careful from now on. At least what have the you know the. Goy, the goya, we'll turn on the fire and then they'll cook whatever, at least to make it a safek sfeka in the house. But the shaila is, what about now all the kelim? For years and years, these people, the goya, has been cooking full meals, turning on the fire, doing everything from A to Z for her employers in the house, and now it's the status of the kelim. Dry Shulchan Aruch, it seems like according to the Rashba, according to the Ran, according to the Ba'al HaTilma, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems like that it would be asur min adin, and you have to do a safek, and you have to do hagalat kelim. Aval, mikul makom, you can save it. How so? At the end of the day, you still have various sfekot over here. What do you do? Number one, all of the cooking is being, let's start the other way. First of all, you have the ra'ah, and the rosh, and Rabbeinu Yerucham, who hold that there's no isur of kelim by bishul akum. Bishul akum does not create a problem of hechsher kelim. You have that shita. Now, even though we don't hold like it, but it's not a shita tchuya. You have rishonim kemalachim saying it. Number one. Number two. All of this cooking is being done where? Being done bevet Yisrael.
Who was the first shita?
The ra'ah and the rosh. There's no problem of hechsher kelim by bishun akum. A. B. You have bevet Yisrael. C. You have the shachintaz. Their understanding of the Ramah of Shvachot Shelanu, which even extends to Shvachot HaMuskarot. After all that is said and done, Dayenu, if you still have food, the guy wants to be machmir. Now what would you say about the food itself? Let's say you have a situation like that, a guy comes back from yeshiva, and, you know, his first day back, maybe not the first day back, it's not thankful. You gotta wait a little bit, right? You learn, even when you want to say Musar, there's a time and place for everything. You just got off the plane, mom, your kitchen's straight. Is it, oh, you know, it's not the... Even if it's true, even if the kitchen was actually trained, even if there were no safek sfekot, and you have to burn down the kitchen, there's a way to burn down the kitchen. Now it says like this, yeah. About
what the chill is.
Huh? So now the tafshil you have over here, let's say she didn't turn on the fire, nothing. Over there, the food would be asur. So he says, okay, you know what, I'm going to pass on the food. But now, Mikan al-Abai sits down and teaches the malachot, whatever, he shows him derech eretz. Yeah, everything is always better done on a plate of, what's his name, tadig. Yeah, you sit down to a plate of tadig and gandhi balls, and then, you know, you tell all the halachot you want, yeah, akul besedi. Every wife knows that if she wants her husband to do something for her, you feed him first, and then you talk. Kachazod. Yeah. So now, he sits down and says, okay, right? Kod ha-shed na'aseh. Yeah? Kod ha-shed dider ha-shed na'aseh. They accept it, fine. But now what about the kinim? Over there, it's happened many, many times before that I told people, don't go crazy about the kinim. You have a legitimate suffix fitah. Leave the kinim alone, especially if you leave the kinim. Now guess what? Let's say you tell them, there's at least one 24-hour period a week that all of the kinim in the house are left unused. And what's that? Shabbat. So you have at least one Shabbat passing over it. You have another added thing. You have plenty of poskim that say that even according to the osrim, that kelim become a problem of, the kelim become treif through Rishul Akum. But they hold that since it's only Siddur Rabbanan, you have huge poskim on the other side. Yeah, you have Erech HaShulchan, you have plenty of poskim that Kapchan brought down. La'alacha, you can rely on those poskim, especially after Me'ait Le'et, and say, the kelim are 100% mutar, afilu lilo haga'ala bichlan. You leave it as is, and the kanon haba. You also have to know, you have to be poteach yad l'tshuva. Yeah, you have to open up the gates of tshuva for these people. Sometimes you tell a person, okay, mommy kitchen strafe, you have to be maga'il everything. Haga'ala and libun and all these, it's a krich. You know, it's a big krich.
Krich.
Schlep. No, schlep is drag, krich is like dig. Huh? Krich. Kavesh, Yod,
Chapsofi.
No, Kriich, huh? Mazi? Anyway, it means to dig. Yeah, to dig too deep, yeah. So over there, you leave it alone, you say, no, you know what? I don't want to change it all. Sometimes when you face people like that, so you have to try to find solutions, obviously in the confines of halacha, to make life a little bit easier for those people. You want to be like Ein, and they're like, okay, kash in my kitchen, but no, bavadai, go ahead. אבל באמת מעיקר הדין לא צריך, כן?
זה לא מתקנים, זה פולסופיה
אסור. Correct.
Now let's say the non-Jew cooks for the Jew on Shabbat, he's sick.
Yeah.
And we say, since it's in a Jew's house, if they got the food, you're going to cook out the blood, you're going to prepare.
Yeah, fair. So that's another suffix sukkah that you should say. What happens if a goy cooks for a Jew on Shabbat, a sick Jew on Shabbat, okay, what's the status of the food on Motzei Shabbat? You can be'etzim do the same suffix fekah. That what be'etzim according to the Shulchan Aruch. And according to Rova Poskim, against the Ram, Ala'a, it's asur. Aval, do you have a suffix fekah with the food on Motzei Shabbat that the food should be mutar? Yeah. Why? Because A, the Ra'a says that Yishul Akum that happens on Shabbat, the Surah Chole, is mutar lebrin the Motzei Shabbat because there's no Kirubadat over there. Shita number one. Second of all, it happened be'et Israel. Third of all, Shlachot Shelano. So over there, forget about the Kelim. Now, besides for, you know, cooking on Shabbat, which is a totally different thing, over there that's a fixed fikah, but don't mix up the two cases. One is kelim, and one is bishul akum Shabbat. So over there you have be'emet a fixed fikah, le'afir ta ma'achal, afilu libri'im
imotzai Shabbat. Yeah. You said if you only make a suffix fikah in Ma'an, it doesn't go against him. Like,
yeah.
Weird. So why I was thinking that maybe you can't make this a fixed fikah, because when you look back at the Torah, when the Torah copied down the Rashba, you didn't say exactly how Ma'an said it. Did kelim should be shel ba'em ha'goy?
If you go down that route, then even the suffix fikah that we do by Seif Aleph, also you can't make. Because over there, Bet Israel, he says it's asur. What about a combination of Bet Israel and turning on the fire? So that's mutar, we said, based on the suffix fikah.
You didn't say Seif Aleph anything about turning on.
There are situations where the goy could be mevashen on Shabbat letzorach hachole beveto, and Maran wasn't megale da'ato where it ended. He didn't say afilu beveto. That's it. And first of all, Maran doesn't even bring the thing of bishul akum. You know that. Of bishul akum Shabbat. Doesn't say that. You know what I'm saying? So by the kelim, there's legitimate, and once you can be matir the ochel al yedei safek sfecha, then kol sheken, you can be matir the kelim as well. That's that. Tov, rabotai, tam menishlam. This is, you can make a siyum on Kuf Yud Gimel. Now, you have a feeling, they have a kinyan on Bishulei Akum. You have a kinyan on the Gemarot, on the Rishonim, on the Shulchan Aruch. Bezat Hashem, I think a little bit earlier tomorrow, because I don't know what the schedule is going to be. We'll have regular Shacharit and stuff. Maybe we'll have a little, after Tomei Dvorah, we'll have a little Sikhut. משיחות מוסר, משיחת מוסר עם אנו, תשעה באב, משהו, משהו לקודם. Let's go to the schedule tomorrow.
Maybe there's no Bliya like the Ra'a, but maybe Bet Israel.
Let's say it's not in Bet Israel.
And Asur.
And what if it's after?
Then you could be making on those poskim, because even according to the Rashba, there are many poskim who say that it's mutar after Metain. Like any other Yisud Rabbanan, especially in Yisud Rabbanan, Shenu Yikar Metat Torah. Okay.
Cool.